In a world that glorifies busyness as a badge of honor, rest has become a luxury many feel they can't afford, yet our bodies and minds desperately need it. The groundbreaking rest test surveyed 18,000 people across 135 countries, revealing two-thirds of people worldwide want more rest, with women and caregivers getting the least. What's most surprising isn't just how much we crave downtime, but which activities truly restore us. Rest isn't simply about doing nothing. It's about engaging in activities that replenish our mental and physical resources in profoundly different ways. The most restful activities often aren't what we expect. Reading topped the list, followed by being in nature, solitude, listening to music, and doing nothing in particular. More active pursuits like walking and taking baths also ranked highly, challenging the notion that rest requires complete inactivity. This paradox reveals something fundamental about human psychology. True restoration comes not from collapse, but from changing the quality of our attention and engagement with the world. Reading ranked as the most restful activity in the rest test, offering a unique form of escape where we control the pace, unlike television, which moves at its own speed. We can pause, reread, or skip ahead according to our mood. This control enables ludic reading, from Latin I play, a trance-like state of total absorption. For chronic pain sufferers, engaging with challenging literature proves especially effective at distracting from discomfort, with more complex stories providing greater relief. Reading activates multiple brain regions, including the default mode network associated with mind wandering. This explains why our eyes sometimes track across pages while our thoughts drift, a natural part of restful nature. It also presents an intriguing social paradox, offering solitude while providing companionship that can be engaged with at will. Studies show regular readers feel less lonely regardless of their reading material. As one housebound 86-year-old put it, "I'm not alone. I have the whole world right here with me." Standing at the edge of a vast forest, breathing in the scent of soil and pine, something inside us instinctively relaxes. This isn't mere poetry, it's science. Nature ranked second in the rest test, providing vital respite, especially for urban dwellers. Research shows people experiencing low moods naturally gravitate toward natural settings over urban spaces. Roger Ulrich found hospital patients with tree views needed fewer painkillers and recovered faster than those facing brick walls. Even nature photographs reduced anxiety in heart surgery patients more effectively than abstract art. Nature's restorative power lies in its ability to shift our perspective. Among countless creatures in the natural world, our daily concerns find proper scale. Nature writer Kathleen Jamie illustrates this perfectly. While saving a moth from a tiny pool, she stood to find herself dwarfed by the vast landscape, a powerful transition from minute to immense. This perspective shift offers more than momentary escape. Nature demonstrates both time's passage and renewal, as seen in places like Mount St. Helens, where new life emerges from devastation. The rest test revealed a surprising truth. People, even extroverts, find solitary activities most restful, despite our social nature. While we spend roughly 29% of our waking hours alone, much of this time isn't rejuvenating me time, but rather stressful isolation during commutes or work. The key distinction lies between beneficial solitude and harmful loneliness. Healthy solitude maintains a sense of connection to relationships even when physically apart, while loneliness emerges from a perceived lack of meaningful friendships. Chosen solitude offers vital benefits. It enables authentic self-reflection, free from others' expectations, and enhances creativity by allowing productive mind wandering. Control makes the difference between restorative solitude and painful isolation. Research indicates a sweet spot of 25 to 45% solitary time correlates with optimal psychological well-being, suggesting we naturally seek this balance. As people age, particularly children, they increasingly recognize solitude's gifts: peace, reflection, and freedom from judgment. Walking emerges as one of the most restful activities despite requiring physical effort. It eliminates both guilt and boredom by physically removing us from work responsibilities. As Thoreau noted, walking frees us from the rust of staying indoors. Unlike modern transport, which compresses time and distance, walking expands it, creating deeper experiences. This time-stretching quality makes it inherently restful in our accelerated world. Walking engages body and mind in perfect balance. Rebecca Solnit observes, "Walking allows us to be in our bodies and in the world without being made busy by them." Great thinkers like Beethoven and Nietzsche relied on walking to stimulate thought, and Stanford studies confirm it enhances creativity more than sitting. In our sedentary lives, where office workers spend 75% of their time sitting, walking serves as a vital counterbalance. Research shows 5-minute walking intervals every hour provide better benefits than a single 30-minute walk, improving energy, mood, and reducing hunger throughout the day. Mindfulness ranked 10th in the rest test, despite its popularity. While it requires initial effort, like building a muscle, practitioners find it brings deep rest. Though beginners may face discomfort, persistence leads to natural calming, similar to activities like gardening. The practice offers unique restfulness through its complete disconnect from modern distractions. It helps people stop dwelling on past conversations or future anxieties, reducing concern about others' judgments. By observing thoughts without judgment, practitioners can pause their emotional cycles for mental rest. While mindfulness has spread widely, research shows specific benefits. Mindfulness-based cognitive therapy halves relapse risk for recurring depression, particularly helping chronic ruminators. Neuroscience reveals reduced amygdala activity, with experienced meditators maintaining meditation-like brain patterns even at rest. The practice easily integrates into daily life, from mindful walking to square breathing during stress. Even wait times can become opportunities for practice, transforming dead time into restoration. In a culture that equates busyness with worth, rest has become something we must fight for rather than naturally embrace. Research shows that without adequate restoration, our creativity diminishes, our health suffers, and our relationships deteriorate. True rest isn't about collapsing in exhaustion, but choosing activities that replenish us. Whether through reading, walking in nature, embracing solitude, or practicing mindfulness, restful activities engage our minds differently than work, redirecting rather than shutting down our mental energy. What if you treated rest not as a reward for productivity, but as its foundation? History's most successful and creative people understood this balance. They recognized that stepping away through walks, reading, or quiet contemplation wasn't procrastination, but preparation for their best thinking. Make rest as non-negotiable as your meetings. Protect your restorative activities and notice which ones truly rejuvenate you. In a world that celebrates constant motion, choosing deliberate stillness is a radical act of self-preservation that benefits your mind, body, relationships, and work.